This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. COVID-19 cases in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta have declined for the second week in a row, but regional case rates remain twice as high as case rates statewide, and 2.5 times of the national rate. KYUK's Alyssa Lachlan has the numbers.
The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation reported 151 new COVID-19 cases in the region over the past week. YKHC also reported 2 new hospitalizations in region and 1 medevac due to the virus during this one-week period. This is a 14% decrease in cases from the prior week. The test positivity rate also fell by 1% during this time. This drop suggests that fewer cases are going unreported and infection rates are falling. But regional cases remain high relative to other areas. The YK Delta's COVID case rate is 2.5 times higher than the national case rate and 2 times higher than the state's. However, regional cases are falling at a faster rate than the state's. The national case rate is increasing, and health officials expect cases to continue to trend upwards as people travel for the holidays. Last week, the state announced about 1,600 new COVID-19 cases statewide. During that time, the YK Delta made up about 10% of the state's new cases. Over the past week, in alphabetical order by community, YKHC announced 4 cases in Accuchuk, 29 in Alaknuk, 25 in Bethel, 3 in Chivac, 2 in Eek, 5 in Emonik, 2 in Queethluk, 2 in Marshall, 1 in Napakiak, 6 in Nabuskiak, 1 in Newtok, 15 in Nunapachuk, 2 in Pilot Station, 2 in Tuksuk Bay, 3 in Tuluksuk, 1 in Tuntutuliak, 19 in Tununuk, and 4 in unnamed YK Delta villages. Across the YK Delta, 69% of the eligible population is fully vaccinated against the virus, according to state data. This is a 2% increase in the vaccination rate of the eligible population from the previous week. In Bethel, I'm Alyssa Lachlan.
In more health news, Alaska is proposing to get rid of tuberculosis screening in schools. Critics question the plan, since Alaska regularly tops the list of states with the most cases of the disease. But as Claire Strumpel reports for KTOO, the state health department says the school screening program hasn't turned up a single case in years.
In early November, the state posted a proposal to end universal tuberculosis screening in schools. The plan generated blowback online after Scott Kendall, an outspoken critic of Governor Mike Dunleavy's administration, tweeted about it. His tweet included the fact that Alaska has the highest rate of TB in the nation. Kendall's tweet is true, but there's more to the story. The state considered axing the program as early as 2016. During the Walker administration. State data said other methods of fighting the disease are more effective. As early as 2013, the state stopped requiring universal screening at schools in low-risk areas for TB. And in 2019, the state suspended the program statewide. Now, the state is seeking to take the program off the books altogether and make that suspension permanent. The state's health department refused an interview, but state epidemiologist Dr. Michelle Rothoff answered some questions via email. She wrote that between 2014 and 2019, the state didn't find any cases of TB in school screening, even though it tested more than 10,000 students per year. State data from 2019 shows that cases of TB in kids under 14 accounted for less than 15% of cases statewide. There were 58 cases of tuberculosis recorded in Alaska last year, according to Dr. Rothoff's email. She did not say how many of those cases were among children. Alaskans can still comment on the proposal. The deadline is December 27th, 2021. In Juneau, I'm Claire Strumpel.
Moving now to broadband. Providing every Alaskan with a high-speed internet connection is a challenge, considering the state's far-flung geography and extreme weather. But the new federal infrastructure law has $1.5 billion for broadband in Alaska, and that will help the state reach its goal. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
A lot of money will be coming into Alaska in the next few years to expand broadband, more than the state has seen before.
Well, I think it's a huge opportunity for, you know, connectivity.
That's Hallie Bissett. She chaired Governor Mike Dunleavy's task force on broadband. It just wrote a report that will help the state decide how to spend that $1.5 billion. Bissett says the first step will be to connect communities using satellites.
We have so many villages that are still not even getting, basic service.
Eventually, the goal is to replace the satellites in some communities with fiber optic cables. One of the hoops the state must pass through is to establish a new broadband office. Bissett says the office will be important to making sure all broadband money is spent effectively. It will take some time for the new federal infrastructure money to reach communities. First, the federal government must map existing internet connections down to individual buildings. That will take at least a year. Bissett says the best guess now is that it will take up to 10 years to connect the entire state with broadband. One area where broadband can make a difference is in schools. State Education Commissioner Michael Johnson served on the task force, and he says broadband access is essential to students.
You can teach well without technology, but technology extends the benefit of access to content. And as I've always said, technology extends the benefit of a great teacher to more and more kids.
Dunleavy now must decide what to do with the task force's recommendations. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
Lastly, fishing. Alaska's congressional delegation wants to discuss salmon with state and tribal organizations, so they're hosting a roundtable discussion today and tomorrow. KYUK's Olivia Eberts has the details.
Each session begins at 12:30 p.m. Alaska time and will last 2 hours both days. The delegates include U.S. Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan and Representative Don Young. The delegation has not given a public list of topics. It has only said it wants to gather communities impacted by salmon declines with state and federal representatives in one room. It says the intention is for the entities to, quote, work together to forge the best path forward for this critical resource, end quote. The first day of the session features a panel moderated by Julie Kitka, president of the Alaska Federation of Natives. YK Delta panelists include Vivian Corthius, the CEO of the Association of Village Council Presidents, and Ragnar Alstrom from the Yukon Delta Fisheries Development Association CDQ Group. The second day will include presentations from the state and federal agencies. Among the presenters will be Doug Vincent Lang, the State Commissioner of Fish and Game. The virtual roundtable discussion will be capped at 500 attendees. To register, you can head to kyuk.org and follow the link from our website. If you miss out on registration, a recording will be available following the meetings. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.
This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Koyana for listening. Please email us your news tips, questions, and feedback at news@kyuk.org or message KYUK on Facebook. And stay tuned for news Yukdun coming up.